8:18 a.m. on CKUT's Tuesday Morning After. For Tuesday, October 14th, my name is Micah Langer, and I'm about to play the next episode in the night before. This one is the continuation of All Night Study Culture. In the last episode of the night before, we heard the first half of my conversation with Jayan and Jamika, fellow CKUT volunteers who, like me, have plenty of experience pulling all-nighters to study for classes and complete assignments. We spoke about what compels us to pull all-nighters as students and whether or not we believe that studying qualifies as an occupation like other jobs. In this session, we'll conclude our discussion with thoughts on finding beauty in the night, how studying late affects our health, and how we want to approach all-nighters in the future. Have a listen.
So, Jeanne, you brought up Guy Debord and the idea of Les Flâneurs, and the Situationist International in relation to the all-night study culture, and I'm curious what your thoughts are about that.
I was actually thinking of it more in terms of people who stay awake at night, not necessarily people who are studying at night. Because I think that, I don't know, one very interesting thing that's, like, I think at the base of that is just, like, how do you walk through your city? And how are you getting to know your city as an individual or as a group? Do you think about the sidewalks and the turns, and do you think about the buildings as shaping your experience, and do you think about which rooms are allowing you space to be inspired or dream, or which rooms make you feel stagnant and why? And I feel like when your experience of a city during the day, or what a city allows during the day, shifts completely at night, and like the way you'll walk through a street, like the emotions you'll get at a corner are just so different, and I find that to be fascinating. Like, I just think that we're just like, we have expectations that switch during the day and during the night, and that's something that can be felt so strongly, like through a city, our expectations, I think.
Yeah, like the spaces and all-nighters are very important, I think. And for me, they're very important. And where I'm going to do my all-nighter is also part of my strategy as well. It's a bit of a strategical choice. But I know that, like, sometimes I go into the expectations of, like, I like to go to the law library at 3 a.m. because I can stay there for several hours and watch the sunrise come up through those beautiful windows, and I'll feel inspired and I'll do good work. And there's certainly an expectation there. And there's also the expectation that if I go into Schulich, I'll, like, hate myself and I won't get work done. And it's been interesting to see how my expectations of places have changed and how I've learned to let go of them. Because I've also had the expectation of that if I stayed at home all night, I would not get work done. And I've proven myself wrong. And it was let's just do it. And then it just happened. And it was that, the letting go of the expectations and just reviewing the situation of the right now. Like, it wasn't even that it's like this, the nighttime is different. It was that night was different. I had to do that. Who knows what it was? I had to study for that exam, and it was probably like -30 outside, and that's why I stayed home or something. But it was just reviewing the situation completely open of what's happening right now, and what am I going to do about that? Or like, not even like, what am I going to do about that? But what am I wanting to do about that? And let's like listen to that, what I want to do, and let's do it and see if something good happens. And then it did.
I think we would be a lot better off if we just acknowledged that staying up all night is something that's going to happen as a student, as a person, for many people. And we need to look at it less from a perspective of survival and more from a perspective of just thoughtfulness, consciousness about how night changes things, why we want to be active at night versus during the day.
Yeah, and not only think like, oh, I am awake at this moment because I was disorganized, but also think I'm awake at this moment because it's a moment to be awake like any other. And I can just, like, live with it at my best.
That was great. It is a moment to be awake, just like any other. But I think for me, it's an important point when that people talk to me about pulling all-nighters is the real health effects, physically and mentally. And I had huge personal issues with mental health in second year of just having bad mental health, having a lot of issues with anxiety that became linked to depression. And it was fed, the mental issues were fed by the physical issues, in my opinion. Like I said, it's all like kind of guess and test, but being anxious and being kind of depressed, it gets worse if you're sleep deprived. But you're in such a trap of you're anxious because you're not getting school done. So you're staying awake to get your school done, but you can't get your school done because you're anxious. And that becomes a trap. And I think that's, for me, is the burning thing in terms of all-nighters, is that there are real physical and mental effects to it that we need to be aware of and need to be able to... We don't need to be able to step in, but it would be great if we could offer support for that or just be aware of it, because I don't think we're aware of it.
Yeah, I completely agree. And also just not make it such a cliche or, like, mm-hmm. something that's like, oh, you didn't... Yeah, just, like... It's just like this weird thing where, like, when you are in a situation where you're forced to take an all-nighter, then you can make it feel like it's like, oh, you haven't been responsible or something, but really just, like, taking on that responsibility challenge and, like, realizing, like, okay, this does affect my mood. How can I make up for, like, this one night I just, like, stayed up and... Or whatever, just... Hey, I really agree with, like putting forward the importance of, like, both physical and mental health. Like, I think depression is so linked to amount of sleep you get, and that, like, after a while, if you get more and more anxiety, you might... I know I get really anxious sometimes, and one of my reactions is almost the opposite, where I'm just tired all the time, and all I can do is sleep and stay in bed, and I can't go outside and be social or even work anymore. I just freeze, and that's, like, anxiety at max for me, and it's a reality. It's just really what happens. It's like I kind of block.
Mm-hmm. I think that sort of brings it full circle for me, because I think the reason why I originally started pulling all-nighters was because of anxiety. It was because of procrastination. Mm-hmm. It was because I froze during all of those times when I had a chance to accomplish the task in a more steady way. And instead, I just relied on the panic at the end to motivate me. Mm. But that's not to say that, you know, there weren't times when studying all night was really rewarding, very special. I have had experiences studying alongside other people that have been so moving. The feeling of finish, of being in it together, that camaraderie that you experience from the sunrise the next day, that is equally important.
Yeah. I think that's great. That's not just all one-sided for the all-nighters. I agree completely. That was a great way to sum it up, I think.
And it's also like, you know, if we think of night as a moment that inspires intimacy, then studying and camaraderie all night is like an intimate thing.
Study Culture Part 2 on the night before. Keep tuning in to the Tuesday Morning After for more episodes of the night before, where I will interview people who work nights and find out about the nature of their labor, how it affects their health, and the place it has in our culture.